flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Captain Mike, give us a little rundown on any reports of dead fish that you may have seen firsthand or got reports of secondhand.
Don, I did a pretty extensive search earlier in the week. We started in some of the deeper man-made canals along the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain and moved all the way down to the wall. We didn't see any dead fish. So was very happy about that. Our water temperatures were in the high 40s, 47. I think the highest temperature we saw was 50.7. Fishing was on the slow side. We did stick it out and grind out 12 to maybe 15 fish, and half of those were undersized. So I do know there's fish that have survived, and they'll be there in the spring, and they'll probably grow to be keepable size by the time spring gets here. I haven't seen any dead fish, to answer your question.
That's very good news. I'm glad to hear that. Mike, we're also talking about Alabama rigs, umbrella rigs, chandelier. People call them different names. Have you ever put those to use or given them a try?
I have never personally thrown an Alabama rig. I've seen them. Can obviously, you know, see the concept on how it would work. I enjoy fishing. I'm not wanting to catch, you know, 15 in 15 minutes. I enjoy the art of fishing, and so catching three at a time doesn't appeal to me. I'd rather catch three on three different casts.
You know, there's some states that have actually put in stringent regulations about hook size, the number of baits you can put on them, and some in certain bodies of water don't allow them. So if people are listening out of the state, you might want to check your regulations before you throw that Alabama rig. And I think that was more when it first came around. It was kind of like the live scope. It was a little controversial about it. It was too effective and that type of thing. But I've used them, and I found that they work. I did find that you foul hook a lot of fish because, you know, you can imagine when the fish get in a frenzy and they come into what they think is a school of shad, they're striking and hitting everything. So a lot of those hooks will catch them in the side of the gills or in the fin sometimes. But, and you know, where you fish, other than Pontchartrain, I think it's more of a deep water bait. I don't think you're going to work it in shallow water real well.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I do remember as a youngster fishing tandem rigs and hooking two redfish, and it seemed the majority of the time they'd go in different directions and pop your line. So if you were lucky, you caught one of the two. So I couldn't imagine you know, five redfish at one time.
Yeah, well, I doubt that that would happen very often, but who knows, it could. Well, Mike, what's your plan today? You know, we got a little bit of a warm-up coming, especially next week, so how's things going to change?
We do have a warm-up, and it's been calm weather, so the water's nice and clean. It's still a hunt and peck type of thing. If you find an area holding fish, I would certainly say work that area over thoroughly. The thing that I found earlier in the week when I went, you know, we all know how to hop our lure and let it settle back down on the bottom. Your paws had to be pretty long. Some of my bites came at the 8 or 10 second mark. So you're literally dead sticking for 8 to 10 seconds, which really seems like a long time, but that's when we would get the strike. So just make sure your paws is long enough to see that you've, you know, adequately fished that area. And like I say, if you do come across some, stick with them, because we found them in small little areas, and the majority of our fish were caught in those few areas.
So what you're saying is if you throw out there, you let it rest on the bottom, you flip it and let it go back, if you wait 3 seconds before the next flip, you're missing a bite. That fish is going to take longer to get to it.
Correct. Correct. If your normal cadence is to wait 5 seconds, and all the fish are biting at 8 seconds, you think you never got a bite. You just took it away from them faster.
Gotcha.
That water's still on the cold side, and they're just not moving that fast. When you do catch a fish, and here's something you can pay attention to, when you do catch a trout, we'll talk about speckled trout. When you do catch one, does he come to the surface and shake his head? If he does, that's sort of an indication he's not that cold. But if he's just on the surface, kind of wallowing back and forth, much like a freshwater catfish does when you catch those, that fish is definitely telling you he's cold and you need to slow down your presentation to catch more of them.
Called reading the fish behavior. That comes from our forensic fisherman, Captain Mike Gallo, only you. Mike, if people want to get you, they can find you quickly on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and you're at AAofLA.com. But you got a phone that you answer regularly and talk to people about booking at the lodge and getting trips organized for the coming months. Tell them how to call you.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811. The phones have been ringing. We've been booking trips. We got several captains and on-the-site overnight lodging.
And no fish, no pay, still a policy?
Oh, of course. We're going to keep that.
All right. Very good. Mike, thanks for the report, as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, off into the great gray wonder. All right.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.